Published reports claim Maryland Democratic Senate nominee Angela Alsobrooks took advantage of tax breaks for which she did not qualify. Covering the story for CNN is Manu Raju, who joins us live. Good morning, Manu. Tell us what you've learned about her use of these tax breaks.
Yeah, my colleague M. Steck and I have this new reporting finding that Alsobrooks improperly took advantage of tax breaks she did not qualify for, including one meant for low-income senior citizens, saving thousands of dollars in taxes on two properties. Now, she saved about $14,000 in those properties, one in Washington, D.C., from 2005 to 2017, using these tax exemptions meant for the district's primary residents, lower income residents, and senior citizens, even though, of course, she is registered to vote in Maryland, has been since 1995. Now, according to Maryland records, she also took advantage of a tax exemption meant for primary residents on a separate property in PG County. And this after she started renting that out. And of course, that could have saved her about $2,600 or so. But we reached out to the Alsobrooks campaign to ask them about this. They said the candidate was unaware of this problem and that her attorneys are working with both Washington and PG County to resolve this issue. The advisor told us that she's going to work to try to make these necessary payments when she can, and said that she also paid more in taxes than she needed to do on a separate property, a third property that she owned.
So I guess maybe the idea is that a tax advisor or a tax preparer might have done this without her knowledge?
Well, the property was transferred to her, the D.C. property was, from her late grandparents. And it's possible that she was not, that she didn't qualify, she didn't may not have recognized that she qualified for this tax break or could continue to accept it without knowing that it had been properly, that had been applied properly to her grandparents. Now, the thing is, though, DC law requires people to cancel any sort of deductions like that they are improperly qualified for soon after any property is transferred to them. So that would have been late 2003 or so, maybe when it was transferred to her. So soon after that, she was required by DC law to cancel that. Otherwise, she can incur penalties equal to 10% of the delinquent tax and interest accruing each month until that is paid in full. So she may have some ability to repay back here because of this tax break she improperly took.
Okay. And of course, this could possibly affect her campaign against Larry Hogan. Any comment from the Hogan camp?
We haven't heard from them yet, but I'm sure it will become an issue in the campaign if this is one of the marquee Senate races in the country. Alsobrooks probably a little favored right now, given the blue tilt of Maryland, significant blue tilt of Maryland, especially in a presidential election year. But Hogan is well known, has a lot of money. Republicans plan to spend millions in the final month. So it's going to be a close race, and it could, of course, determine control of the U.S. Senate next year.
Okay, Manu, thank you for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you for having me.
CNN's Manu Raju.